Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. I'm always excited to have a guest with me and to have an amazing conversation. And I know today will be the same because I have an amazing guest with me, Janelle Renee. Janelle Renee is also known as the Faithologist, is a woman of God, a wife, a mother, an author, speaker, and certified mindset coach. A registered nurse by profession, but a kingdom entrepreneur by God's grace. Janelle is the co-founder, alongside her husband, of the Faithology brand, a faith-based lifestyle apparel brand geared towards evangelistic streetwear for the modern-day believer. Janelle aspires to lead lost individuals to Christ through her brand and spirit-led lifestyle. Janelle believes faith is a lifestyle, and a style isn't just about what you wear, but how you live your life. I love that, Janelle, especially spirit-led lifestyle. Anything spirit-led in my mind stands out. So I love that you're promoting that whole spirit-led lifestyle. So welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me, Nadine. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Awesome. Awesome. So as you know, this podcast is all about women, number one, right? Faith, number two, because we are all women of faith, but we're also called to the marketplace. So we're in business. So as women of faith in business, we all have a unique calling as to what God has assigned us to do in the marketplace. And we all have a unique journey. How we get to where we're at is very different for each and every one of us. So I'd love for you to share with the audience, Janelle, what has your business journey been like? I know we read a little bit about it in your bio, but how did you get to where you're at right now? Explain a little bit about your business journey.
Okay. All right. So I'll start from just working as a nurse. I was working as a nurse for 8 years before actually realizing that I just had a sense that God was calling me for more. I couldn't understand why. I couldn't understand what it was. I didn't know like what else I was going to be doing. All I ever saw myself doing was nursing. That's all I ever dreamt of doing. I was very passionate about it. I loved my patients, but I just felt super confined. And I knew I could not spend another 30 years at the bedside. I started going to university. I started my master's degree thinking, okay, maybe I'll just do my master's and get away from the bedside. But then I was like, no, because what I really enjoyed most about my entire career was speaking to my patients, comforting my patients, and if they allowed me, praying for my patients and, you know, like encouraging them in God's word. And so just doing a lot of personal development and really seeking God and just developing a personal relationship with him, I began to really just ask him, like, God, like, what else am I supposed to be doing? And so simultaneously, as I'm going through this, my husband received a download or just had this urgency to start a t-shirt business. And when he brought it up to my attention, I'm just like, but Adrian, what are we going to put on these t-shirts? You know? And then he's like, oh yeah. Okay. And so, so that kind of did it that, but then, just in like my alone time with God, just seeking God, I realized what I loved and what I enjoyed, like I said, was speaking to patients about God. Like I could speak about God all day for hours on end. Like, it, I'm so passionate about him and his heart and really just spreading his word, you know? And so it just dawned on me. It fell in my spirit on my way to work one morning. Just, you know, I find my car to be my sanctuary oftentimes. Like, I'm always like driving and talking to God, and like, it just fell in my spirit that I could put his word on these t-shirts and to help spread his word through t-shirts and through apparel. And so that was the birth of Faithology Brands in 2020. And so here we are.
Yeah, I love that, Janelle. First of all, of course, nursing is an admirable profession, right? My mom was actually a nurse for 40 years. She retired like 10 years ago, and that's all she ever wanted to do, and was her passion, just helping people. But also to know that, you know, your skill set and your gifting and your passion is encouraging people and speaking God's word into people's lives. So whether that's a patient at a bedside or somebody you meet on the street, or, you know, you can use that skill set in any environment. So I love how when your husband came up with the t-shirt idea, you thought, okay, in this drive in the car, the spirit just came down and downloaded the idea of, okay, let's spread the word via these t-shirts. I love how God really works like that. And then that birthed Faithologist and the brand in 2020, you said, right?
Yeah, it was 2020.
Yeah. And there's something about 2020, because so many guests on this podcast have talked about shifts and things happening specifically in that year, and lots of things being birthed, believe it or not, in that year. So I'm not surprised that that year was the year that this idea was birthed for you guys. So do you do it full time, or are you also doing nursing, or what does it look like today when it comes to Faithology or Faithologist brand?
So it's Faithology, but I go by the Faithologist, and then I call my customers the Faithologist as well, because I find that faith is just like a lifestyle. And there's often people who they say they live by faith, right? They speak it, but the action isn't behind it. And so I always say, you know, with Faithologist, it's like you're living that lifestyle of faith, right? And so as far as Faithology brand goes now, currently, I'm not working full time as a nurse anymore. So there's been a lot that transpired, Nadine. So much that transpired. Like, God has really shifted my life, like literally 180. And he had me like uproot in 2021. My career, I sold my home. I literally moved across the country to from we were living in Connecticut at the time, and then sold my house, left my career, and moved to Miami, Florida, where I am now, where I'm doing Faithology full time. And also he has me branching out into other areas as well. So honestly, that was just literally the stepping stone for where he's taking me. And that's exactly how God moves. He'll like show you the step, or you know, he'll show you like the vision also, and but he won't show you like the staircase, right? Or he'll show you the first step and you need faith to step out. And then he'll show you the next step after that. And so that's how he's really been leading me. And that's why I say I literally live a spirit-led lifestyle. Like, it's like, Holy Spirit, have your way. My life is yielded. It's submitted to you. It's yours.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. That definitely is a faith journey. It is a trusting the Holy Spirit to be led. And you're my neighbor, because I'm in Fort Lauderdale, so you're in Miami. So we're actually in the same area, which is funny. Yeah, so we're very close as far as in location. But you see so many examples of that in the Bible. Like if you think about Abraham, where he's like, just leave your family and go to a place where I will show you. He had to be in action and moving forward without fully knowing where he was heading. So that definitely is faith in action. So I love that that was a part of your journey. So we've kind of been touching a little bit on your faith journey, but I want you to take us back to, you know, becoming a believer in Jesus Christ. Like, how did that journey look like for you? Because it's different for everyone, to come into full belief and following Jesus Christ and accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So what did that faith journey look like for you?
Oh, wow, I love that question, Nadine. It's been so my parent, like, I was never raised in the church, right? I wasn't raised in the church at all. My mom and dad are believers. However, my mom, she's like more of a homebody, so she would always watch like the service online. My dad, he wasn't like he's a believe like he believes in God, but he wasn't going to church or anything like that. And so my grandmother is who taught me really about Jesus. You know, like mom, like my grandmother was the one who actually would, whenever she would come to visit us in New York from Jamaica, we would always find a church, some church to go to every Sunday. And so that's the only touch of church that I had growing up. And whenever we did not go to church, we would, my grandmother would crack open the Bible, we would read the Bible, sing some songs, sing some hymns. And that was our Sunday church. And so she would do that with my brothers and I, my cousins in the house. And that is the seed that was planted for me. And so when I was 19, I actually joined the church. And to be honest, Nadine, the experience there was not the best. I actually joined the church. I got baptized really quickly because it was almost like an installation of fear. Like I feared God, but in an unhealthy way. Like I looked at God as though he was like this authoritative figure in the sky, you know, condemning me, like judging me. I didn't know him. I didn't have a relationship with him. I knew of him, but I didn't know him. And so at the age of 19, they said, "Oh, you got to get baptized or you're going to go to hell." And like it was just like a lot of that, and it was a very strict church. Like you couldn't wear makeup, you couldn't wear earrings, you couldn't wear pants. Like women had to wear skirts. Like it was almost as if like you couldn't come as you are, pretty much. And so I remember one day at the time my hair was really damaged and I had to cut my hair. And I had to cut my hair off. And I went into church that evening because we had evening service. And one of the deacons in the church, he scolded me and told me like women are not supposed to cut your hair. And so I was offended. I guess the spirit of offense did set in, and I was offended. And I was just like, you know what? Like, I walked away from the church at that point. And instead of what I should have done was like really like found another church home. And it took me a while to kind of I was in and out of the church, but at that point, I was probably like I was still young, and I backslid. Like I was baptized, but then I didn't really have a solid relationship with God, so I backslid. And for many years, I was away from God, and I found myself like in the clubs, like just in that whole party scene. Like it was just like a way, like a life far from God. And even though I still had a reverence for, I guess, like a fear of God, I didn't truly have reverence, I guess, for him. Like I had fear of him, but not true reverence. I wasn't living my life for him. And so, fast forward, finished. I would just call on him when I needed things. Like I needed, you know, help with. I would pray when I needed something, pretty much. And so after I purchased my house in Connecticut, moved to Connecticut, had my second child, is when I got away from New York and that party scene. Oftentimes God plucks you up out of things, right? And so when I got away and I was in solitude and it was just me, my husband, and my kids, and I had no real distractions around me, is when I was able to like really, I found myself, that's when God was able to speak to me really. And I found myself really lost, confused. Just this is at the time where I told you where I just knew God was calling me for more, but I didn't know what it was. And so I had to like literally like pick up my Bible at that point, dust it off. You know, I had a Bible in the house, but I never opened it, I never read it. And so I actually picked up my Bible and started to read it one day, and it was just no turning back from there. I just got caught on fire and set on fire for him.
Yeah, I love that your faith journey starts in a different way, because a lot of times on the podcast, people say, I grew up in the church. You know, I always went to church. So it's somewhat refreshing when you hear someone that says, you know, that wasn't my story. I did not grow up in the church. But what you can always guarantee is that there's a praying grandmother or there's a grandmother in the family that has that true faith and holds the family to that spiritual standard. So to know that you may not have grown up in the church, but you had that grandmother that had a relationship and knew the importance of putting faith in front of her grandkids and instilling that, as you said, the seed in them so that they can carry that on throughout life. And I can totally relate to your part in your story about church hurt, right? Because really what you experienced was a church hurt in a way. And I love that you said that they weren't really accepting you come as you are, which is exactly what God's word is. It's come as you are. You don't have to change yourself. Just come as you are. So they didn't really have a spirit of come as you are and were very, strict in the way that you were supposed to be in this particular denomination. That can honestly, and even the way that they refer to God, you know, as being this authoritative figure that's, you know, very restrictive and, you know, can turn people off or really cause a lot of that religiosity, right, instead of relationship, right, and cause that to happen in people's lives and for them to turn away from religion because of that. But what I've found in these podcast interviews is God has always has a way of turning it around, and it looks different in everyone's life and how he turns it around. But like, as you mentioned, sometimes it's plucking you up out of where you were, the environment that you were in, and putting you in an environment where you have to lean on him more, you have to trust him more, you have to seek him more, right? And that allows you to grow spiritually. So I love that your faith journey included all of those elements, you know, and how it helped you to grow into the person that you are today along that path. So even though we talked about your business journey, we talked about your faith journey, you can keep both separate, right? You can keep your faith journey separate. You can keep your business journey separate. Why did you make a decision, or what did it look like to actually combine your faith and business? Because you could have done a t-shirt business that had awesome encouraging phrases on it, right? Or some common quotes or something like that. But you really felt spirit led to lean into faith, right? And having faith in it. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, how comfortable you were in combining faith and business. What did that look like for you?
I think that's literally my mission. I feel like I am, I guess, maybe an evangelist at heart. I just want to share God's word with everyone. I feel like so many people are walking around broken and lost, and they don't know where to go. They don't know their creator. They don't know why they were created. They're just existing as opposed to living, right? They don't understand the true purpose of life. They don't understand why they are here. And so also, I feel like a big part of it too was the restriction that I felt in a hospital setting. Like I said, I'm on fire for God, and I want to spread him. I want to spread his word to the world. And in a hospital setting, due to ethical reasons, you are not allowed to share your faith. And so I felt so confined. I felt constricted. I was like, I would always have to just kind of fish around to see if it was okay for me to pray. I would always ask, are you a believer? Can I pray with you, with my patients? And so oftentimes when they would agree, I, you know, would pray with them, we would speak about God. And that is what got me through my 12-hour shifts most of the time. And I think also, like, being confined and constricted, it's like it made me want to spread him even more. And so that's why I wanted like garments, t-shirts that would spread his word and would be a conversational starter. Where if people see me wearing a t-shirt that says, trust God, they'll say, which has happened. People have said, man, you're right. That's what I need to do. You know, so I've had that happen multiple times. And also, I love that you touched on the difference between religion and relationship, because that was literally our first design. That was literally our first design. And it was the word religion crossed out with relationship written on top, almost like a teacher correcting you. So it's written over in red. And I wanted to show people, like, don't allow mankind to stop you from really, I don't want any person on this earth to stop you from building your own personal relationship with God. Don't depend on your pastor. Don't depend on your bishop. Don't depend on your pastor. Don't depend on your bishop to teach you the word of God. When you have the word of God, it's literally accessible on your phone. You could pull open an app and read your Bible yourself and get to know your Father for yourself. And so it's just a matter of just like showcasing him to the world, because the world is lost. There's a lot of lost people, and they really need to be found.
Yeah, so you had a heart for evangelism, so it was easy for you to combine your faith and your business, because your gifting is in that area. You know, like scripture says, you know, some people are called to be teachers, some people are called to be evangelists. So you're gifted in that evangelism area. So that was only natural for you to step into your gifting in the business and want to evangelize. So I love that you shared that as to a part of why you combined your faith and your business. And I definitely feel, you know, a personal relationship is key when it comes to spiritual growth, right? I do believe, you know, there's a place for religion, right? We need collectively some place to go together and worship and understand, you know, God's laws and morals and those kinds of things collectively. But what supersedes that is the intimacy. You know, if you think about in the Bible, in the very beginning in Genesis, before sin ever came into the earth, it was the intimacy that God had with Adam, right? Where he sat with him and was like, hey, name the animals, right? They were just in the garden communing together and having that intimacy. So that personal relationship is the key and the core of, you know, a relationship with Jesus Christ is the core of Christianity, is the core of growing spiritually, is the core of it. So I love that you really highlight the relationship side of things, including the first, you know, piece that you guys created for your brand. So that's awesome. Did you know when you're in alignment with your God-given assignment, you're actually anointed for the work? Knowing you're in alignment is key, in alignment with God's will, God's word, and God's way. Discover how to align your life and business with God's divine plan with this on-demand Power of Divine Alignment Summit. During the summit, you will get access to 12 experts as we go deep on the topic of divine alignment. Simply go to powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. That's powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com, and use code podcast to get a special discount on this on-demand summit. So use the code podcast at powerofdivinealignmentsummit.com. So this season, we're really focusing on alignment, and really knowing that you are in alignment with God's will for your business. What does that really look like? You know, a lot of times as believers in business, we desire to be in God's will. We want to be in God's will, but it's like, how do you know that you're in God's will, right? So how do you know that you are in alignment with God's will for your business, specifically for your business? What does that look like for Janelle? How do you know you're in alignment?
That's a really good question. I think that's something that I constantly have to go back, because oftentimes I get overzealous at times, and God will show me something or he'll give me a download and I'll just run with it, as opposed to really flowing with his Holy Spirit. And so, you know, God has a way of really reassuring you. And I could give you a perfect example of that. Literally 2 days ago, I was just in quiet time, in my quiet time with God in the morning. And I asked him, I said, God, I just want to make sure that I am right where you want me to be, that I'm not ahead of you, I'm not too far behind, but I'm right with you. And would you believe, Nadine, that within a matter of hours, I had a sister in Christ literally text me and just said, God is so proud of you. Like, she saw a video that I posted on Instagram, and then she literally texted me randomly. I was just like, God is so proud of you. And then she, and I called her and we began to speak, and she began to prophesy over me. And she said, you know, you're doing what God has called you to do. And so that was my answer right then and there. And God does that. He gives you little, man, he really gives you little,
confirmations.
Yeah,
confirmation.
Yes. Yeah. He'll confirm that you're in his will. He'll confirm through people. He has a way of just speaking through things. He'll speak through whatever. And I think also, as long as you are, like, you know, like we discussed before, just having that personal relationship and you knowing that you can go back to your Abba and just ask him. Just ask him to show you, and he will.
Yeah, it's like scripture says, ask, seek, and knock, right? God is telling us what we need to do in order to be in alignment and to hear from him. So I love that your alignment included, you know, knowing that you can ask him and say, is this your will? And knowing that you will get confirmation, and that can look different, you know, through, for you, it was through an individual that spoke into you and even prophesied into you. It could be many different ways that God confirms things, but he's willing, able, and wants to talk to us and confirm things with us. So I love that you brought that up into, you know, understanding your will, God's will for your business, and knowing that you are in alignment with that. So that's really good. So one of the things we talk about on the podcast is the power of faith, and really defining what that actually means. It's kind of like a signature question that I ask on every season, every episode, every guest gets to answer this question. So how would you actually define the power of faith? If someone said, Janelle, how would you define the power of faith, this faith that you're always talking about? You know, what's the power in that? What is the power of faith?
Man, there's so much that I could say about this, honestly. Oh, I go by the faithologist, so I need to. All right. So I guess I could say the power of faith unlocks the door to your destiny. If you don't have faith, you can't please God. Like, it literally says that in his word in Hebrews 11 and 6. And so it's like, you need faith. Faith is the currency of heaven. Like, without faith, like even with when Jesus was speaking with his disciples, he would always, you know, say, where's your faith? Like, we need that. And I just wanted to, I guess I'll share this here. Recently I had a download, and God speaks to me in so many different ways, but with the Faithology brand, he had given me a download with faith, right? And he showed me an equation. He showed it to me in like an equation form, and it's like the faith formula. And he showed me like, it literally starts with belief. You have to believe that he is, right? And so it starts with belief. You have to believe. And then you multiply that belief with hope, because faith is this thing, faith is the substance of things hoped for, with the evidence of things not seen. And so you multiply that belief in God times what you're hoping for. And then you want to add on to that action, because faith without works is dead. And so you're adding that action behind your belief. You start to take the action steps. And then you subtract the fact. So you're not looking at the facts that are around you. You're not looking at the physical facts in front of you, but you're having faith in what you see beyond what you can actually physically see. You're having faith in the vision that God has shown you. You're having vision in what you're hoping for, as opposed to the like what is presently your circumstances.
Yeah. That so gave me chills.
That's what equals faith. That's the faith formula that God downloaded to me. So
I love it. I love it. I love it so much. First of all, I heard that it's the keys to that opens the doors to your destiny, like how you broke that down. And sometimes it's just simple, right? The keys that open the door to your destiny, that's with the power of faith. Awesome. And then the faith formula, right? Then you want to top it off by adding this whole faith formula. Let me see if I can remember what the faith formula is. It's belief times hope plus action equals faith. Minus facts equals faith. I almost forgot the minus facts. That's an important part, right? So see, I got faith formula down. Yeah, I love that. And it's good when people can visualize it, you know, belief times hope plus action minus facts equals faith.
Yes.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. So this podcast is all about faith and business. So how would you define the power of business?
I believe that the power of business is God being able to utilize you with the gifts that he planted inside of you to serve others.
Exactly.
He's given each and every one of us spiritual gifts. He's given us talents and skills and just our own uniqueness to serve others. And we're called to serve. And so,
It's as simple as utilizing your gifts to help others in the form and vehicle of a business, right? So that's what the power of business really is. So I've enjoyed this conversation, Janelle. Thank you so much for being with us today. I know, right? But if people want to connect with you and learn a little bit more about the work that you do in the world, what would be the best way for them to connect with you?
Well, the best way for people to connect with me right now is through my Instagram page. It's janelle.renee. And so it's janelle.renee. And also it's the same for my YouTube channel as well. And God is now also having me start a coaching program. It's going to be an extension of the Faithology brand. It's entitled faithologyuniversity.com. So you could reach me there as well. We Holy Spirit and I are working on the coursework now, and we are set to launch in January of 2024. So I'm super excited about that as well.
That is awesome and amazing, and definitely looking forward to that. So thank you for sharing. Awesome. So definitely connect with Janelle on Instagram and on YouTube. I'm following her on Instagram, and I always love her inspiring videos. So she's always posting amazing, inspiring videos. So it's definitely well worth it to connect with her on those platforms. So thank you so much, Janelle, for being on today with us on the Women Faith Plus Business podcast.
Thank you for having me, Nadine. It was a pleasure being here.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode. Or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.